We turn to our commentary of the week. Our guest, Lewis Gould, tells us that the modern American presidency is broken. He points to the cause of its defects and suggests how we might fix it. Gould is the author of The Modern American Presidency, published by University Press of Kansas.
The modern American presidency is broken and needs fixing. One of its major weaknesses is the 22nd Amendment. That provision restricts presidents to two terms and imposes lame duck status after re-election to a second term. Where did this misguided addition to the Constitution come from? After Franklin D. Roosevelt had served three terms from 1933 to 1944 and been elected to a fourth term in 1944, the Republican Party, following World War II, pushed for the adoption of the amendment limiting the president to two terms. Passed by Congress in 1947 and ratified 4 years later, the amendment was designed to prevent another Democratic dynasty like the one Roosevelt had established. Unfortunately, this part of the Constitution has done more to distort the workings of the presidency than to protect the American people from executive tyranny. By making a two-term president a lame duck the moment re-election occurs, the 22nd Amendment adds to the likelihood that a second term will be either trouble-ridden or anticlimactic. That is what happened with Dwight D. Eisenhower in the 1950s, Richard Nixon in the 1970s, Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, and Bill Clinton in the 1990s. Each of them in their turn encountered either political difficulties or debilitating scandals that left their presidencies well short of the results they had anticipated from a second 4 years in the White House. The solution, then, is to repeal the 22nd Amendment and return to the American people the free choice to have a president for a third consecutive term, or to return as president after an appropriate interval for a third term at a future date. As Bill Clinton has recently suggested, a president elected during his or her 40s might serve two terms and then, in the midst of some future crisis, be the appropriate national leader once again. The 22nd Amendment, as it now stands, would make such a course impossible. In effect, the 22nd Amendment says that the American people cannot be trusted to make the right choices about who their president should be. That would have been a wrong judgment about Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s and 1940s during the Great Depression and the Second World War, and it will probably be a source of unnecessary problems in the future. The 22nd Amendment now has outlived its usefulness and ought to go. The modern American presidency would be better off without it.
You've been listening to Lewis Gould, the author of The Modern American Presidency, published by University Press of Kansas. Gould's commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.